I'm good.
Sean for breakfast. Esperance's 747 Triple M this Monday morning, and I've got the lovely Barry Urquhart from Marketing Focus on the line. Barry, how are you?
I'm exceedingly well, thank you, Sean.
So we're going to debunk a myth this morning. Basically, I've always thought that word of mouth was very powerful when it comes to small businesses for getting people into your shops, and that referrals and recommendations were very, very powerful. But we're going to demyth that this morning.
Yes, because a lot of people say, well, we'll do a survey, and the survey says, would you recommend the company that you've just dealt with? Now, in over 85% of instances, people unreservedly say yes. But if you go back 3 months later and say, did you refer them? The answer is, in an overwhelming percentage, no. Because less than 12% of people actively go out there and recommend, refer, and become ambassadors for a service provider who have fulfilled all their expectations and needs, but they don't follow it through. So a lot of businesses sit back and say, because I've done the right thing by my customers, they will instinctively recommend and refer it to me, and that's just not occurring.
So how do you get people to refer? Because, I mean, you've done everything right, seemingly, unless you force them. You say, please go out and tell your friends now, do it, or something.
Well, that's an interesting proposition, because that's simply what is not happening. People just sit back and wait passively for it to occur. Yeah. They'll beat a path to my door. Now, you've got to be able to go out there and assert. Now, it's an interesting situation is that we've learned that you don't ask for a recommendation. People are fearful to give recommendations. If I refer Sean to someone and that someone does the wrong thing by Sean, because I've referred Sean to that someone, my relationship with Sean is fractured. So I think that anyone in business who's done the right job should be able to sit back and say, well, are you satisfied? Have we fulfilled your need? Do you know anyone who would be able to be satisfied with what I have done? Would you mind just giving me the names of three people with their telephone contact points and get in contact with them and tell them to expect a phone call from me or a personal visit or an email within the next 72 hours. And so what you're doing is you're asking for an introduction rather than an unqualified recommendation. People feel happy to effect an introduction because if the chemistry fits, it's up to the two people of that party goes to conclude the deal, not on the recommendations of any one particular individual.
So you're kind of washing your hands a little bit because you say to, let's say, your mate Ted, and you say, Ted, listen to Sean for breakfast. He listens to Sean for breakfast and he hates it. And he says, whoa, Barry's really listening to an idiot. What's he doing? So it's that risk there, that sort of reputation which people hang their hat on so much.
Exactly. Now, look, a lot of our time is spent promoting ourselves. I speak at seminars, conferences, facilitate workshops, or conduct marketing audits. 40% of my working time is out there promoting and marketing the brand name Marketing Focus and Barry Urquhart. So a lot of my time is actually getting the deal to get the people to the front door, then I've got to push it. I never worry about the fact that it's my job to go out and sell. I would always contend to people that being self-employed, every morning I wake up, I'm unemployed. I've got to go and seek a job. I've got to sell myself, and I don't mind selling myself. So what you need to do is just to have introductions, and it's a lot better if someone's made the phone call before you arrive, because you break down the barriers. You've got Matilda the Hun, the filter, the barrier, the person who's going to not enable you to get access to the business owner, manager, or decision maker, and someone who's controlling the purse strings. If you break that barrier down, you actually increase exponentially the probability of concluding a deal in very short order.
I think a lot of business owners will say that's all very well and good, and they will pursue the referrals themselves, but a lot of them will say that they're time poor. How much time do you think they should be dedicating to it? How important is it that you follow through with these referrals and get them towards your business?
Great question, and that's one that I posed to a work group I facilitated only earlier last week. Now, it was an interesting situation. We were doing a strategic plan, and I always lay for the strategic plan. I say, guys, one of the things and one of the goals we must have in strategic plan is to have a goal to plan. You need to plan to plan, because you can say to people, how much of your time would be spent planning? 10%. I said, fantastic. What 10%? Oh, when I've got time. So in other words, you're not planning to plan, you just fill it up. It's exactly the same with marketing. How much of your time is spent marketing? Oh, 20%. Now, 20%, that's one day a week. What one day do you spend marketing? Oh, when I'm not doing other things. See, it is time poor, but when you are doing the administration, you're not doing the selling. When you're doing the installing or the delivery, you're not doing the selling. We always have to strike a balance. It's about structure, discipline, focus, measure, monitor, and keeping yourself totally accountable.
I love that planning to plan, that concept, because I often grapple with myself and actually spending time thinking about something. Before I go into a topic, I say to myself, you have to give yourself 10 minutes and think about it. And it sounds weird putting aside time to think about something because it's such a static activity, but you actually do have to make the time and actually commit to doing it. And that's not always easy.
No, it's not. And it's all about discipline. It's about structure. Let me share with your listeners right now a very simple discipline. People say to me, when is the best time to call a person when you're going to get the most positive prospect of actually getting a deal going forward? Interestingly enough, it is from 8 o'clock till midday on a Tuesday and a Thursday.
Oh, talk me through that. I'm really looking forward to this.
Well, see, Monday, you're kind of clearing the cobwebs. You're trying to get over the weekend. You're trying to think about what you're going to be doing. Wednesday is typically, unfortunately, it's like the circadian rhythm in an afternoon. Your body clock goes down. People are starting to think, well, I could be out there on the golf course. I might be going swimming. I need a break. I'll go home early. So Wednesday's not always that very positive. And, of course, Friday, well, Friday can be taken up very early in the morning of sales meetings, reflective meetings, or planning for the weekend. So there are secondary alternatives that take a priority, and therefore they compromise the receptiveness and the positive and open-mindedness of consumers. So I'm not saying it's 100% assured, but the probability of a positive response is optimal between 8 and midday on a Tuesday and a Thursday each week.
That's fascinating. It reminds me of a study, I'm not sure how large scale this was, but it was looking at parole officers, people granting parole to criminals slash former criminals, I suppose. And basically they found that after lunch or just after an eating period, so maybe they had a morning tea mid-morning or just after lunch, they're more likely to give parole than just before these eating events. Basically, if they were starving or felt stressed, they'd be less likely to grant you parole. So they were sort of saying in this study, if you are a criminal and you do want to get out, the best time to do it is just after they've eaten, when they're a bit hungry, sort of less hungry and satisfied. What do you think about that?
The psychology of relationships, there is absolutely no question about that. And it's actually the settings. It's kind of, you know, where do you meet? How do you meet? Do you stand up? What is the room? Are you sitting down? Are you got passive colouring in the room? Is there music playing in the background? It's all about the ambience. And in many instances, and I think that John Howard said this, in many instances in politics, to get a legislation through, it's the context rather than the content that determines the degree of how successful you will be with that particular initiative.
I find it so fascinating, the psychology of it all, and I think it almost goes back a little bit to when you're calling someone with this referral from someone else or you're pursuing that. It's just about what time you catch them in as well and what mood you catch them in. So make sure you put some time aside on Tuesday mornings and Thursday mornings, I suppose.
And turn on to Triple M in the background, listening to Sean, and then you'll be very, very positively disposed.
No, you'd be agitated. You probably wouldn't purchase anything. You'd have a bad taste in your mouth. I've been speaking to Barry Urquhart from Marketing Focus. It's been a pleasure as always, Barry. Really fascinating chat.
Thanks, Sean.
Oh, I reckon that was one of our best ones.